Good evening, all, and welcome to Offsides College Football's, what is it, top 25 plus 5, aren't we? Isn't that what we are?
Something
like that. Yeah, no, that's us. We are. All right, before we even say it, we know, and we'll talk about it in a minute. I can't even look at you. I'm tired of it already. All right. Anyway, boy, there were some upsets, weren't there?
Yeah.
And, you know.
There were some upsets.
There were some upsets and the makings of some upsets that didn't happen.
You can't call a top five matchup an upset.
No.
And
of course, we're talking about Oregon, Ohio State. They are on the first of the lips. And here they go. And we're going to talk about it right now. Bottom line is,
it was a good game.
Excellent game. You had two great teams that were slugging it out and traded the lead probably almost, 10 times?
10 times.
And absolutely a fantastic game. One or two mistakes, and you're going to lose that game. And it was by 1 point. This is exactly what you want to see. This was the same that we saw with Ohio State and Georgia back in the playoff games, you know, a couple of years ago. And Ohio State lost by 1 point. They were set up, ready to kick the field goal. And you know what? Young kicker, he missed it. And that's just the way it went. And Georgia.
We'll go back. We're going to discuss this.
Yeah. Georgia pulled out a 1 point win. Here's what I have a problem with. And we're going to address this right now.
Hang on.
Ohio State fans, you are spoiled. And you're wanting to put the linchpin on Ryan Day, Jim Knowles, Denzel Burke, Will Howard, anyone that you can blame because it didn't come out the way you wanted it to come out. And the bottom line, you can't win the big game. That's bull.
They were right there. They had the opportunity to win the big game.
They did, okay?
And here's the thing about it. You're the number two team. You're traveling all the way across the country.
2,000 miles.
Yeah, 2,000 miles to go play the number three team in their home stadium.
Yeah.
This isn't a CFP game. Okay?
And this is a
CFP making of a game.
Now, every game is judged on if it's a home game that's
at least
three points.
Three points
granted to the home team.
This went below the spread. And the thing about it is, you know, I know a lot of Oregon fans want to sit there and say, oh, well, the interception, you know, in the first possession. Okay, that's fine. Here's the thing about it, though. You were playing catch-up after Ohio State scored. There was only at one point in which you took the lead beforehand, it was at halftime.
Yeah, that was it.
Going into halftime, Ohio State was up.
And that was
had to come back and score because it was 21-15. Now, you can sit here and say, oh, we left all these points off. Yes, you did. You went for it on every fourth down, but I think two or three. You went ahead. You did every trick play that you could possibly do. You got stopped on three different possessions.
Four.
Four possessions. We're not even accounting for the field goals here. Because those field goals count as a stop as well. Ohio State beat themselves as much as Oregon beat them. And the reason why you can sit here and you can go back and look.
But it was great.
Oregon
was
pulling everything they could possibly do.
Yeah, every trick play.
To stay in the game.
And you know what?
And I don't discredit them because they did fantastic.
They're a great team.
They are. They're a great team.
They're a great team. And here's the thing about Ohio State is a great team.
Absolutely. You have two juggernauts going at it. And this is possibly and people need to understand this.
We'll see them.
Ohio State's not out. Ohio State still has to go and play Illinois. They got to play Indiana, and they got to play Penn State.
Listen, they put Ohio State at four.
Yeah, we dropped two. We basically traded spots.
And the bottom line is this, is that no matter what, we're probably going to see them again, and they still have to play Penn State, I think.
No, they don't play Penn State. They have
a
walkthrough.
Okay, so
they
even if they
have a walkthrough, they don't have anybody else.
Which I hope they don't get tripped up. I do not want to see them get tripped
up. No, absolutely not.
I want Ohio State to finish off the season undefeated.
We'll see them again in the championship
game. We'll see in Indiana. And I'll tell you what, don't think Ryan Day won't be prepared. Stop calling for this man to be fired. He has won more games for Ohio State than what Urban Meyer has.
Nobody of equal value.
Yeah, Urban Meyer won one national title. He took the team to 12-0 in 2012.
It took him 2 years.
But I'll tell you what. Ryan Day has them there every single year. You are spoiled, Ohio State fans. Quit being a bunch of babies. Support your team. Support the coach. He's doing a good job. Jim Knowles has turned that defense around.
He did.
And I don't care if Denzel Burke got beat twice. You know what?
I'll say this. Burke, they singled on Burke. And the reason why is because Burke was he was actually targeted 8 times. 8 receptions were made for 169 yards. Okay? He got exploited. The reason why he got exploited, though, was because of the Jim Knowles defense that was being ran. And we all said it as fans, why are we not blitzing? And the only blitz packages that we did pull out, by the way,
we did.
We swapped them out where usually the linebackers would be shooting. We swapped them with the safeties, and the linebackers were dropping back, leaving the defensive backs in a one-on-one man-up situation with 2 different receivers. So they had to make a choice because you're in zone 2. You're half zone and you're half man. And the problem was is that we were coming out looking at man defense every time. That's why we were being exploited. They knew what was coming.
But they also have top quality receivers like Ohio State.
Absolutely.
And they have 2 of the – listen, that
they have the fastest
Johnson.
Kid.
Yeah, that kid
in CFP play.
Yeah, and there's not a team that won't be exploited by him. That kid is just amazing talent. And Gabriel is a quarterback.
Yeah. He is. He's a great quarterback. But the thing about it, Ohio State, you stopped them, 4 to 6 times throughout the game. Okay? You made stops where they gave up possessions. Ohio State had 3 times in that game where they could have went up by 2 possessions. Each team made their blunders. Yep. Ohio State more so.
And especially that's usually what it is. Yeah, that's the ball game.
And that's the ball game.
But you know what? I wasn't even bothered by that loss because I'll tell you what.
The only thing that I am bothered about is because, yes, both teams came to play. If you go back to Ohio State's last possession, all right, both the receiver and the defensive backs were playing physical up to 5 yards, both of them. You can sit there and watch the replays. You can go back and look. They were both physical throughout the entire night. They were letting them play. Why do you go until the final play down where it puts it within Oregon's 20 to finally call an offensive pass interference?
Yeah, I mean, that was a questionable call. But
he was within the 5 yards. It's a 5-yard bump off.
I know, but it's still – here's the thing. Calls are going to get called. Plays are going to get made.
That's the only thing I have
Dan Lanning was very smart. He found a
loophole.
He found a loophole in the rules. Then he said, let's just put 10 guys on the field on purpose. And the NCAA is looking at that now.
The 12 guys.
He's looking at that now to change that rule so it won't get exploited by
it
others.
It should be but a dead a ball smart, ruling.
But
it should wasn't. Be. I know.
But
it's not. So the thing about it, Oregon was smart about this. All right. So the OPI accord, the OPI occurred. Oregon took a timeout. Okay. The following play, they put the guy on, all right? Which, because as soon as Ohio State calls hike, the clock runs. As soon as the play is over, the foul then comes into play.
He should have snapped it and threw it down, and it happens.
But
he missed it. But you got to understand, this was like the onside kick, too.
The following play, I want to lay something out here, okay? I am not 100% sure that they didn't know 4 seconds came off. If you look at the way Will was running and the way that he read the clock, he looked up and then dropped his head, and he realized he didn't have the time. But when he went down, yes, they had 1 second left.
No, that's his job. He knows.
Oh, absolutely.
He knows, and here's the bottom line. He knows if he had slid maybe an extra second left, you know what I'm saying, slid
here's the thing about it.
I called timeout.
He couldn't slide earlier, and there's the problem.
Yeah, he could have.
No, he couldn't, because here's the thing. When they went down, it was first and on the 28-yard line. All right? They did the play. That's when the OPI occurred. OPI is 15 yards.
Yeah, of course.
It puts you back on the 43-yard line. That is a 50 to almost 60-foot, you know, field-long, yard-long field goal. Okay? Nobody's making that. So the problem occurred then is that the following play gave them 5 yards back. Now you're on the 38. So when he went to go run, he was trying to get within the 35-yard line to make it a 45-yard field goal.
Okay, but
and that's where people have it miskewed. Okay. It's a blunder. That's
but,
all it is.
But
it's a blunder.
Here's the thing. I don't consider any of it a blunder. It was tactical. It was a great call.
Oh, absolutely.
Call.
By Oregon, absolutely tactical.
Lanning is a phenomenal coach. He's got a phenomenal team. Okay, he knows he's going against Day, who's a phenomenal coach and has a phenomenal team. This is by no means a setback for either team. If Ohio State had kicked the field goal and won by two,
it would have not set Oregon back.
It would not have set Oregon back
and played them again.
And played them again. So the way I look at it is we have the same opportunity. If Ohio State takes care of business, we will see them again. And I'm not worried about that. It's really hard to beat the same team twice. It happened to Oregon last year with Washington. But I'm going to tell you, was that not a great game?
It was an absolute
and will that keep Ohio State, if they lost to Oregon again, out of the playoffs? No, it won't. What will happen is they won't have the bye. Oregon will have the bye. Probably is the number one or number two seed or number one seed next to Texas if Texas wins out. But and for you Georgia fans that are getting all high up thinking you're going to beat Texas, they're going to walk your dog. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you, that team is for real. You have like three teams that are absolutely for real. And I can tell you that Oregon is one, Texas is one, Ohio State is one.
Absolutely.
And then there's a next tier down, which, you know.
Alabama likes to jump back and forth on what tier it wants to be that week for whatever reason.
Listen, but they've had two close games.
It's a three.
And then they got beat by Vanderbilt. So I'm going to tell you,
Alabama's,
the Gamecocks gave them a battle.
Hell of a battle.
And they should have won that game.
Absolutely.
They should have won that game.
He overthrew it. That's all that happened.
So, you know, the Gamecocks came out swinging and fighting and should have won that game.
We said that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we said this was a trap game, and we warned them. But as a gracious loser on this one, we called it wrong. I'll tell you what. Congratulations to Oregon. You guys played a – man, what a game. And it told me a lot about Oregon.
Hell, yeah.
Oregon is for real. And can Texas match their speed?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I'm going to tell you.
Physicality? Sure. I don't think they can match the speed.
Not sure they can match their physicality. Oregon is a very physical team. I just don't think they'll match that speed.
I mean,
covering those two guys.
I'm going to be honest. Within watching the games, Oregon and Ohio State are obviously the two top physical speed teams. All right, you could maybe throw another tier down team up in there as far as speed goes, but
Texas is
the
third
package.
Texas is the third, but I will say this:
are they fast?
They're not fast. Not like Oregon. Definitely not like Oregon. Oregon is a fast, fast team. That's why. And Denzel Burke, congrats. Listen, you did lights out. They got two plays on you in the entire game.
Oh yeah,
and everyone's blaming the defense. We gave up 400, 500 yards. You know what? You're playing a top-tier team like Oregon. You are going to give up yards.
It's slowing them down. That's what defenses do.
And you might think because Oregon won the game and maybe they gave up less yards, we moved the ball down the field very efficiently between the run game and everything else. Listen, they were doing great. So
should Ohio State have ran the ball on the first and 28? Yes. You know, let's all be honest. Yes, they should have. One of the factors
Henderson
that I think
and Judson did their jobs.
Absolutely. And now the reason I think they passed the ball, it's first and 28, and you have 20 odd seconds left. Okay, you can't just run the ball and not expect Oregon to call a timeout. They're going to call a timeout.
It paid off anyway.
I know. Oregon had all three of their timeouts remaining.
Yep.
So they're going to try to run you to kick the field goal with leaving time on the clock anyways. Ohio State had a timeout. So what Ohio State was planning was to try to get in the end zone, I honestly believe, or get as close into the end zone to probably take a small 1-2 chip shot, you know, timeout, and then kick the field goal.
Listen, the whole thing was utilized real well. I want to get off of this one and let's move on to what we do.
Let's go.
But Ohio State, I'm very proud of you. You guys did fantastic. Oregon, kudos to you. What a team. And you guys have nothing but my praise. And to the Ohio State fans that are asking these stupid things to get rid of Ryan today and everything like that, just do me a favor, okay? Sit in the corner, sulk, pout, do whatever, but do it in silence. Just as our parents used to tell us, cry quietly. And we're going to move on with that. And looking at the new polls, and there were some great games. Let me tell you, there were some absolutely great games and absolutely loved it. Let's get to our top 25. So we are going to kick that into action here. And some of the was just amazing on some of these things. So let's go. And of course we plug in and we have number one, Texas, number two, Oregon, number three, Penn State, number four, Ohio State. Yep. You're still at the number four tier. And the reason that they're ahead of Georgia, much to Georgia's dismay, is Georgia, first of all, they lost a game. Okay. And here's the other problem. Georgia also barely beat Kentucky, an unranked team, by 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
That will cost you. Okay.
Your loss, by the way, is to Bama,
yeah,
who has a loss to Vandy. Three close games now.
Yeah, they've had three close games, and their loss was to an unranked Vandy team.
Yep.
So, you know, understand.
Losses matter.
Losses do matter in this instant. And who you lose to and how. So Georgia's ranked up there, and it's the right order, number five. Number six is Miami, 6-0.
Yep.
You got lucky. You have gotten lucky a couple of times. I want to see how they hold up to Pittsburgh. I want to see how they're going to hold up to with Syracuse. I want to see how they're going to hold up. I think they have Georgia Tech this week. Let me give you fair warning. I believe that's the game this week. That is a trap game and a half. If you take your eye off of Georgia Tech, depending on what team comes to play, Georgia Tech will burn you. So we'll see.
They play Louisville.
Oh, they play Louisville. Louisville can do it to them, too. They'd like nothing better than to ruin. Yeah, and it's at Louisville to ruin Miami's season. So, all right. So then we got Alabama at number seven. Number eight, LSU, and LSU escaped. Who do we have on the games that are coming up? But then we have number nine, Iowa State, who has been just lurking and just sneaking up to the top, you know, after they beat Iowa by 1 point. And here they go, sneaking up to the top. The reason that they're ranked at number nine is, one, they're undefeated, but two, Iowa's taking some losses. Ohio State beat them. Iowa State beat them, but only by 1 point. Mm-hmm. So if you look at Ohio State beating Iowa by 30, that's why they're ranked where they're at and they're not higher on up, because a lot of people ask, well, how does a one-loss team get ahead of another team that's undefeated? That's why. Clemson is looking like they're coming back to life. Do they have enough to beat Miami? Well, they might. And they're at number 10. Tennessee right here is at 11. The only reason they're at 11 is because you lost to Arkansas, who was not ranked.
Yep.
So, and you shouldn't have lost that game. And you looked pathetic doing it, which really was, I was dismayed. Notre Dame has the most favorable schedule at number 12. They're 5-1. And then we're getting into the teams that could jump Notre Dame or anybody else who makes a mistake, and that is BYU. Brigham Young is for real. We're going to see how good they are. At some point, they're going to have to clash with Iowa State University. At some point, they're going to have to, you know, clash with some of the other ones, contend with the other ones. But BYU and ISU are looking the best there so far. Texas A&M, listen, they've lost one game, okay? They're 5-1, sitting at 14. Boise State, the Bluefield people, I really like them. The Cowboys, they're great, but 5-1 there. Indiana University, 6-0. So, and when does Ohio State have them?
Near the end of the year.
Near the end of the no, Michigan's at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Indiana's before them.
And, yeah, Indiana's before them. So Ohio State probably has the toughest schedule in the Big Ten the rest of the way out. You got to deal with Michigan. You got to deal with
Illinois, Indiana, Michigan,
yeah,
Indiana,
and they're all ranked.
And Penn State.
Yeah, and they're all ranked. So going to be tough. Kansas State is the one I was talking about for BYU and ISU. I don't know which one of those teams can make the top echelon, but we're going to find out. Ole Miss is 5-2. I think your year is done as far as the playoffs go. You're done. Your goose is cooked. Missouri, even though you're 5-1, your goose is cooked. You're done. I don't anticipate you getting into the playoff situation. Good bowl games for both of you, but you're not going to get there. Pittsburgh. If Pittsburgh, and don't underestimate this team, they could very well win the ACC. And I'm going to tell you, if they do, they will be in that playoff. They're ranked at 20, but don't underestimate them. Pittsburgh's like one of my dark horses, too. Mm-hmm. I like them. They're very low level, don't want to show up, show out to anybody, but they're there.
Yep.
And then you have SMU. So they're 5-1. Illinois is 5-1. They're going to be calling on Ohio State here. So
they got Michigan this week.
Who do they do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they've got Michigan this week. I like Illinois in that game.
I do too.
You know, I really do. Army, 6-0. 6-0 Army. And we know what's coming at the end of the year. You're going to meet the Navy midshipmen. And they're 5-0, but I think this one's at Army, if I'm not mistaken. So
it's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game. And Michigan, somehow or another, is snuck back in there at 4-2. So looking at that, and then your other ones receiving votes, Vanderbilt 68, Nebraska 62, Arizona State 39, Oklahoma, I knew they would drop. Washington State, Iowa, so when you're looking at the next top five, any one of those teams could be in the top 25. And they're good enough to be in the top 25. But I can guarantee you, will Nebraska go to a bowl game? Yes. Will Vanderbilt? I believe so. How about Arizona State? Yeah. Oklahoma? Yeah. Washington State looks that way so far. Iowa's going to go to a bowl game. Syracuse, however, they're not in the rankings. I'm not sure. But, Syracuse is looking real good. I mean, these teams are all going to go to a bowl game. That says something. They're good teams. Looking at the coaches poll. So the AFCA coaches poll, Texas is number one. Oregon's number two. Penn State is number three. And Georgia's number four, and Ohio State's number five. Ohio State and Penn State meet up in 3 weeks.
2 weeks.
No, we're off this week. Mm-hmm. So then we play next week. We play Illinois, right?
No.
Who do we have?
Penn State.
That's not the first game, is it?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay, so either in two weeks, they're setting up for another fantastic.
No, Nebraska.
Yeah, we're playing Nebraska. That's right. We're off this week. We come back, we play Nebraska, and then we turn around and we have to go to Penn State in Happy Valley. And I'll tell you what, at night, and there's going to be a whiteout, and that is one of the loudest venues that there are next to, definitely Oregon was a loud venue.
Oh, yeah, very surprising.
Oh, yeah. So if Ohio State gets past them, Ohio State will re-jump Georgia. So, in the coaches poll. Miami's at 6, Alabama's 7, LSU is 8, Clemson is at 9, Tennessee is at 10, Notre Dame 11, Iowa State is at 12. BYU is 13. Texas A&M is 14. Mississippi's 15. Missouri 16. Kansas State 17. Indiana is 18. Boise is 19. Pitt is 20. Illinois is 21. Michigan 22. SMU is 23. Army is 24. And Nebraska is 25. I like the coaches poll in a lot of ways because the coaches really lay it on the line. And, you know, that's okay. But any other time, Ohio State, if they would have lost a game like that, would have dropped like seven spots or something like this. But they know they can't do that. So no one was jumping Texas. So Penn State jumped up too. They jumped Georgia to get the three spot. And Georgia has the four spot right now, according to the coaches' poll. So let's look at the schedules here and see what is coming up.
Oregon at Purdue.
Well, Tuesday, which is we're on week eight. Mm-hmm. Tonight, as a matter of fact, you're going to have Troy at USA.
They're playing right now.
Yep. MTSU is at Kentucky. Is that Kentucky? Who is that?
Middle Tennessee State.
Middle, yeah. Kennesaw, right?
Yeah.
They're at 8 o'clock. And then down here, New Mexico State University is playing at Louisiana Tech.
That's tonight.
And that's tonight. And then tomorrow night, Western Kentucky.
Sam Houston.
Yep, against Sam Houston. And then Florida International is at UTEP. Thursday. Gaston is at Marshall, and Boston College is at Virginia Tech. That ought to be an interesting game. That ought to be an interesting game. Friday night, and we have FSU at Duke, and then Oregon is at Purdue. So that'll be a pretty interesting game. And that's at 8 o'clock on Friday night. Oklahoma State is at BYU. And that's at 10:15, and then Fresno is at Nevada, and that's at 10:30. Saturday, let's look at the matchups, and here we go. Here we go, 12 o'clock it is, and this is on ABC, ESPN. We'll let you guys know as we see these. We'll call them out. Number 6, Miami at Louisville, and it's at home for Louisville on ABC and ESPN+. Virginia is at Clemson. That ought to be a good game. That's at 12 o'clock on the ACC network. Nebraska is at Indiana University on Fox. That's going to be an interesting game.
It's going to be a good game.
It'll be a good game. I don't think Nebraska has enough to take Indiana out, but you don't know.
Don't know.
We don't know on that one.
I think Indiana's going to win it.
Yep. Auburn is at number 19, Missouri. That's at 12 o'clock on ESPN. If Auburn beats Mizzou, then we're done with you. So East Carolina is taking on Army at 12 o'clock on ESPN2. Mm. Wisconsin is at Northwestern University, and that's on the Big Ten Network at 12. UCLA is at Rutgers. That's at 12 o'clock on FS1. Then Wake Forest at Connecticut. That's at 12 o'clock on CBS at SN, and then Arizona State University is at the Wildcats right there, are going to be playing, our Sun Devils, I mean, are going to be playing the Cincinnati Bearcats, and that is an ESPN+. The Raging Cajuns are going to CCU. I believe that's
Coastal Carolina.
Coastal Carolina. Thank you. I couldn't get that out of my mouth. ESPNU, South Carolina is at
Oklahoma.
So that's at 12:45 p.m. on the SEC ESPN network. Again, this could be a great game right there.
That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a good game. Do not underestimate South Carolina. So Central Michigan is at Eastern Michigan, and that's on ESPN+. Tulsa is at Temple, 2 o'clock on ESPN+. Alabama at Tennessee. This game is going to be a good game. I think they're too evenly matched. Tennessee's had a couple of injuries and stuff like that. It's on ABC and ESPN Plus. That one's at 3:30. Normally, I would say Roll Tide, but on this one, you know, go Big Orange, go Vols. Notre Dame at Georgia Tech. I like Notre Dame in this one. It's ESPN
at 3:30. Now's your time to shine.
Notre Dame is now your time to shine, no question. Michigan at Illinois. That's at 3:30 p.m. on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Illinois.
I like Illinois because they're at Illinois. They're not at the Big House. Give the home team 3 points. And Illinois is playing very complete ball. So
send Michigan packing.
Please send them packing, and let's get them out of the discussion once and for all, and send them. I want the rest of their year beat down. So that'll be on CBS and Paramount Plus. CLT is going against Navy on CBSSN. Go Navy. Go Midshipmen. North Carolina State University is at Cal. I'm going to tell you, this is where Cal will finish a game. That's on the ACC Network at 3:30. Houston is at Kansas University, 3:30, ESPN Plus. Hawaii is at Washington State University on the CW Network. Texas State is at ODU, and that is at 3:30 p.m. on ESPN Plus. Ohio is at Miami of Ohio. That's on ESPN Plus at 3:30. Go Bobcats. Kent and Bowling Green. I'll take Bowling Green all day long at 3:30 on ESPN Plus. And then, again, Western Michigan University at Buffalo. I think Buffalo wins that game. Toledo is at Northern Illinois, ESPN Plus. That's going to be a good game. UAB is at USF, and that's on ESPN Plus at 3:30. FAU is at UTSA. That's on
ESPN Plus.
Yep, ESPN Plus. Rice is at, yeah, that's at Tulane, and that's on ESPN Plus. USC is at Maryland.
FS1.
You know, you want to talk about a coach in the hot seat? Lincoln Riley.
Yep.
Lincoln Riley is more in the hot seat than anybody else right now because he has the talent and the team. And when you come out of the gate and beat a team like LSU, okay,
you got to follow through.
Then you got to follow through. I thought that USC would be at the top echelon. We were wrong. Yeah. We were wrong. We'll admit our mistakes here, okay, even though we don't like it, but we'll do it. Colorado is at Arizona, 4 o'clock. That's on Fox.
Go Buffaloes. I'm going to ride with you this time.
All right, Prime. Come on, Coach Prime. Anyway, Baylor is at Texas Tech University on ESPN 2 at 4 o'clock. What is that?
Mexico.
Against Utah State. Thank you. True TV and Max, that's at 4. Wyoming is at
San Jose State.
Yep, and they're at 4 o'clock. I'm not seeing any schedule for them at all on being on TV. James Madison.
Is that Georgia Southern?
Georgia Southern. They're at 4 o'clock on ESPN. Yeah. Texas A&M at Mississippi State. This is Texas A&M all day long on SEC Network.
People.
Yeah. And Texas A&M is really.
They're coming on.
They're coming on. And they're really, really strong. LSU at Arkansas. This is a trap game, Arkansas.
That's not upset.
I'm going to tell you. Arkansas and LSU right here.
I smell upset.
You know what? I do too. I just think that Arkansas is somehow could pull this out against the Tigers.
LSU just had a very close game last week that went into overtime.
Yeah.
I think it was more close than they wanted to be comfortable with.
Nussmeier is a great quarterback.
They have a bye week, I think, next week. I think they're going to come in there playing a little sloppy and sluggish.
Well, they better not against Arkansas because Arkansas is one of those you know, they took Tennessee out and caught Tennessee on an off day, and I'm going to tell you that
they're going to come ready to play.
They're going to come. You better bring your game ball. get ready to go.
Ball State at Vandy.
I like Vandy all day long.
Yeah. Vandy, why are you scheduling Ball State?
That's all right. It's still
it
a,
is what it is.
It is what it is. Arkansas State at
Southern Miss.
Yep. That's at 7 o'clock on ESPN Plus. And here we go, right here. And I'm going to hurt all your feelings in the SEC. And I'm sorry, but it's coming. Okay. You let Texas into your group, and they're going to kick the crap out of you. Okay. Then they're going to let you know, welcome to the SEC. So if you're feeling like welcome to the SEC and you want to play them like that, they're going to beat you down. Now they own it.
Georgia, it's a true statement here. If Texas comes in and runs the table on you, you're in trouble.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Now there's a new king in town.
Carson Beck is going to be running for his life, and Texas defense is way too strong for him. And I can just tell you, with Quinn Ewers being healthy now and Arch Manning in the back, quarterback, 1-2 punch, best in the country, as we have always said all along. I mean, the kid didn't miss it. Miss a thing.
Came in, knocked the rust off, and boom, down the field.
You know what? I mean, he had a couple of rough throws here and there, but all of a sudden he kicked it into gear, and he looked just like he did before.
Yep, that's what I said. Knock the rust off, and let's get to work.
And Ohio State, again, we let this kid go. We did that, you know, with Joe Burrow. Okay, and then they go down.
Nebraska's quarterback
and,
down, too.
Yeah, and then we do a Nebraska's quarterback, and then they go on and win national champions at LSU, and Texas has a good chance to win it here. So, but they're so loaded.
Ohio State was there too, though.
Yeah, they had deep talent. So, I mean, you got to go with who you think is best for the offense.
We just didn't beat Clemson, that's all.
Yeah, that was it. So, well, we beat them the last time.
Yeah.
Whooped their tail. But
yeah, but we didn't get play, Joe. It's
yeah. So, it's okay. UCF at Iowa State. I'll take Iowa State University all day long. That's at 7:30 at FS1. K-State at West Virginia. You know what? Every instinct is telling me to go with Kansas State on this one. West Virginia is showing to be a speedy little team, but I don't think that they can. They're going to pull this out. That's on Fox at 7:30. I was at Michigan State University. That's a tough one to call. Iowa's got a very just stingy defense. And
Michigan State's got a good offense, though.
They do, but so does Iowa now.
Yeah.
Which is different, you know? So
I'm going to get into Iowa, but either or.
Yep. UNT at Memphis. I like Memphis on that one. It's on ESPNU.
Yeah, I think Memphis has more time.
Kentucky at Florida. Florida, this is going to hurt. 2 weeks in a row, and you're going to lose.
Kentucky.
I like Kentucky at this one. SMU at Stanford. SMU. That's on ACC. And by the way, the Florida game is on the SEC network. Colorado State University at Air Force. Air Force might be a little bitter after that one loss. So to Navy, that's on CBSSN.
Colorado
and that's
State.
Yep. And you like Colorado State?
I do.
No, they don't. I like Air Force. Air Force has only lost one game.
They've lost five.
Air Force?
Yeah.
I don't think
so. Your dyslexia is kicking in. They're 1-5, buddy.
Where are they 1-5? We're going to take a look at that.
Right here.
Let me see.
1-5. Air Force ain't winning that game.
I thought they were 5-1.
No.
My dyslexia is kicking in. See that? See what happens when you get old?
Bad choice.
Bogus, man. It sucks, man. All right. I'm
cheated
going with Colorado State. Yeah.
Cheated by the eyes.
I am cheated by the eyes. I mean, I've never seen him in that kind of condition. Suck.
No. Seeing it now.
Yeah. UNLV at Oregon State.
That's going to be a good
That'll be a good game, and that's on the CW network.
Let's see if UNLV can pull it out.
That's going to be a good game. TCU at Utah, who cares? That's on ESPN. So
Utah, Cam Rising, sir. You do not want to spend 8 years playing college ball.
So let's look at the conferences. American Athletic Conference. Army is sitting number one. Navy is sitting number two. And
everybody else.
Yeah, and then you have UNT at 5-1.
Yeah, they have an opportunity.
Yeah, and but I mean, you still have a lot of winners. Memphis is there at 5-1.
Yeah.
So a good conference right there. Atlantic Coast. Guess who's back on the top? Believe it or not, it is Clemson because they have 4 wins in the ACC. Miami is next. 1 is 5-1. 1 is 6-0. And then right behind him is what we were talking about, Pittsburgh at 6-0. And then right behind them is SMU at 5-1. Louisville's at 4-2. And Syracuse, my dark horse, is at 5-1. And then Virginia is at 4-2. Georgia Tech is at 5-2. Duke is at 5-1. Boston College is at 4-2. Not as weak as a conference as everybody would like to see.
I do find it comical, though, that the new guys are holding your conference up.
Yeah, they are.
So, this is why you get the all cupcake conference.
Yeah.
So the new guys can walk in and compete with the big boys.
And they can't. Yeah. They are. Even Cal, I mean, they're 3. Cal is 3-3, but, you know, not bad. But when you start looking at SMU, then you're like, oh, okay, they're there. All right, so let's get into the Big 12 Conference. Like we said, BYU's on top at 6-0, tied with Iowa State University at 6-0. Then Texas Tech University is at 5-1. Kansas State is at 5-1. Arizona State is at 5-1. Cincinnati's at 4-2, lurking in the background. Colorado is at 4-2. And then the rest just kind of fall away.
See? And that's another conference where
Utah is 4-2.
If you look back, all of these teams at the bottom
were at the top. Yeah. So let's go to the Big Ten Conference. Believe it or not, number one in the conference right now is Indiana University, and number two is Oregon. And then you have Penn State. All three are 6-0. All three are 3-0 in the conference. Illinois is next at 5-1. Ohio State is next at 5-1. Nebraska, and they're all tied at 5-1. For the next three, you know, the next three spots, you know, and then after that, Iowa is at 4-2. Michigan is at 4-2. Wisconsin's at 4-2. Minnesota's at 4-3. Washington's at 4-3. Rutgers are at 4-2. And we have two losing teams in that conference, Purdue and UCLA. But Maryland, USC, and Northwestern are all, and Michigan State are all 3-3.
Yep.
So a good chance you could see for teams going bowling, you have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 teams coming out of the Big Ten Conference that have a good chance of going bowling, maybe more.
A lot of these teams play each other, though. So.
Yeah, and we'll see who ends up there. But then we get into Conference USA. Liberty at 5-0. They're showing up. Houston.
Yeah, I was going to say
Sam Houston is at 5-1. Western Kentucky is at 4-2. So, I mean, we just have so much going on. Jacksonville State is at 3-3, and the rest are, they're, you know, no big deal. Independence, Notre Dame, 5-1. Connecticut, believe it or not, is 4-2. Then we get to the Mid-American Conference. Buffalo is sitting on top at 4-2. Ohio Bobcats are next at 4-2. You do have Western Michigan at 3-3.
Toledo at 4-2.
Yep, Toledo. Northern Illinois at 4-2. And then that's it for that conference. The Mountain West Conference. Here we go. Boise 5-1. UNLV Rebels 5-1. San Diego State University. Well, they're at 3-3. Colorado State is 3-3. And then
San Jose State
is 4-2. Other than that, there's nothing really going on there. The Pac-12 Conference, well, 5-1, Washington State University, and Oregon State is 4-2.
Yep.
and they're the only two in that conference. Why no one's joining that conference? I don't know why.
Media.
Yeah, it's got to be the media contracts. Media. Either that conference is going to disappear, but I mean, when you have teams that are 5-1 and 4-2, they should be appealing to these two teams. Uh-huh. These two teams are very appealing. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. All right, let's get to the Southeastern Conference here. Texas A&M 5-1, Texas 6-0, LSU 5-1, Georgia 5-1, Arkansas 4-2, Vanderbilt 4-2, Alabama 5-1, Tennessee 5-1, Missouri 5-1, Ole Miss 5-2, Oklahoma is 4-2, Florida's 3-3, South Carolina's 3-3, Kentucky's 3-3. Auburn is 2-4. Mississippi State is 1-5.
Same boat as the Big Ten.
But you look at it, you have 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I mean, again, this is what the two power fives on this side really are. Sun Belt. Well, for the Sun Belt Conference,
Georgia Southern.
Yep, and they're at 4-2. James Madison at 5-1.
Coastal Carolina.
Coastal Carolina's at 4-2.
Marshall's
at 3-3.
That's about it.
Yeah, and that's about it there. But on the west side.
ULM.
Yep, they're at 5-1. The Raging Cajuns are 5-1. Texas State is 4-2. Arkansas State is 3-3. And that's where everybody sits. So, you know, we picked our games. What do we like? Who do we not like? We'll go over it real quick because we only have about 5 minutes left. Western Kentucky Sam Houston. I like Sam Houston.
Western Kentucky.
You do? Okay, yeah. I'll take Sam Houston. UTEP at FIU.
Florida International.
Okay. I'll go with that. Marshall at Georgia State.
Marshall.
Boston College or Virginia Tech?
Boston College.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll take it. All right. FSU at Duke.
Duke.
Oregon at Purdue.
Hmm.
This is the thing. You don't know what Purdue
will
do.
And
it's at Purdue. And all of a sudden, the Boilermakers will
light you up.
They will. They'll come out of nowhere.
I'm going to go Oregon.
My season's crap, but I'm going to make you miserable.
Yes.
So if Oregon is not prepared,
this is
a trap game. But I still like Oregon.
Yes.
I'll take BYU over Oklahoma State.
Yes.
I will take
Fresno.
Yeah. I like Miami over Louisville.
Yep. Clemson over Virginia.
Yes, I like Clemson over Virginia.
Indiana over Nebraska. Yes, I would like to see Indiana beat Nebraska.
Yeah, I would too. But we play them both, so it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Yeah, it does matter because I'd like Indiana to have that undefeated schedule. So I like Indiana. Missouri and Auburn. I'm going to take Auburn.
I'll take Mizzou.
Go ahead. I think Mizzou loses here, and that's the end of Mizzou. ECU at Army, I'll take Army.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin at Northwestern University, I like Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Rutgers at UCLA, I like Rutgers. I like UConn over Wake Forest.
Me too.
I'll take Cincinnati over Arizona State. I like the Raging Cajuns. Right here on the next game over CCU. South Carolina, you know what? I'm going with the Gamecocks over Oklahoma, the Sooners. And I hate to say this, you know, I know that our friend is going to get on here. He's going to say Boomer Sooners. Well, I was hoping so, but boy.
Letdown.
Yeah, that was a letdown. So. Central Michigan over Eastern Michigan.
Eastern.
Yeah. You're taking Eastern?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Eastern too. All right. Tulsa at Temple.
Tulsa.
Okay, I'll take that one. Alabama at Tennessee. I like Tennessee. I like Tennessee on this one. They're at home. And that crowd is a lot to overcome. And Alabama's had too many close shots here in the last 3 weeks. So,
Tennessee.
Yeah, I like Tennessee in that one. Notre Dame or at Georgia Tech. Woo! I'll take Notre Dame. I like Illinois over Michigan.
Yep.
So, boo-hoo blue. That's all I could say on that one.
Next one, CLT at Navy is going to be a good one, but I'll take Navy.
I'm taking Navy. I'll take Cal over NC State.
I'll take NC State.
Okay, go ahead. I'll take Cal. Houston over Kansas University or at Kansas. I'll take Houston. Hawaii at Washington State. I'll take Washington State on that one. Texas State at ODU.
Texas State.
I'll take the Bobcats over Miami of Ohio.
Yep.
I like Bowling Green over Kent. I like Buffalo over Western Michigan. I'm taking Buffalo on that one for sure.
Yeah.
I like Toledo over Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
UAB and USF. That's a tough one to call.
USF.
Okay, USF on that one. FAU at UTSA.
FAU.
Okay, I'll believe in that one. I'll take Tulane. I'll take Tulane.
Maryland at Southern Cal. I'm going Maryland.
Are you? No, I'm
USC at Maryland. I'm going Maryland. I hate to say it like that, but I'm going Maryland.
Okay,
Southern Cal has dropped the ball.
I understand, but here's the thing: Lincoln Riley knows that right now
he's on the hot seat.
He's going to go in and take care of Maryland.
I'll take Southern Cal.
Colorado at Arizona. We're taking Colorado.
Texas Tech
for sure, on over Baylor.
New Mexico State.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm going to go San Diego State on the next.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay, I can see that.
James Madison
for sure.
I'm going to take Texas A&M over Mississippi State.
Yeah, I think they're going to blow them up.
I'm going to take Arkansas over LSU.
I like that, too. Arkansas over LSU.
I'm going to take,
I'm taking Vandy.
I want to see the blunder here. Let's see Ball State win.
Let me tell you something. I'm taking Vandy, and I'll tell you why. They're angry.
Yeah.
Okay. They've been kicked around at the bottom of the bucket. And now of a sudden, when they were minnows, they realized, hey, whoa, wait a minute here. Hey, I'm a grouper.
I'm a groupie.
So I'm going with Vandy.
Arkansas State.
Yep. I like Arkansas State.
Texas
over Georgia. I like it a lot. I think that Georgia gets poked around and gets flipped around. You ever see in the wild in Africa those bulls that come on up and you know, they're attacking, the lions are attacking one of the bulls, and all of a sudden it flips that lion over about 10 feet in the air and it gets tossed? That you'll have that experience if you're a Georgia fan, okay? Because you're a dog and not a lion. And I'm going to tell you, either way, Texas is a bull and it's going to happen. You're going to get tossed. So I'll take Iowa State over UCF.
Yep.
I like Kansas State
over West Virginia.
Yep.
I'm taking Iowa over Michigan State.
I am too with the defense.
Let's see. Memphis over UNT. Kentucky over Florida.
Yeah, I like Kentucky over Florida. Absolutely.
SMU over Stanford.
Absolutely.
Colorado State. Air Force.
Yeah, now that I know my dyslexia has gotten cured.
Right. Now this next one's going to be good. It's UNLV versus Oregon State.
I'm taking Oregon State.
And it's at Oregon State.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking about it. Yeah,
I'm taking Oregon State.
So
TCU at Utah.
I'll take Utah.
Utah. Yeah. That's it.
And that's it for us, guys. And I'll tell you what, you want to have any comments or anything you'd like to throw in there, feel free. You know, we're not going to change our stance. Ohio State fans, do me a favor. Take the loss. It's no big deal. Don't talk about Day not winning the big games. He's put the team in a position. Ryan Day does not kick field goals. Ryan Day does not make the plays out there. He's put the team in the position to win. Sometimes it's not that time. That's all. It's that simple. It happened with Georgia. We were there. We were ready to win. We're in a spot to win. The kid was a kicker all year long. That happened to be the one on the big stage that he shanked. But the team was in the position to win the national championship, okay? And when you hear the teams, their coaches, and their top players say, that was a really good team, and we got lucky. And you're hearing the same thing from Lanning. You're hearing the same thing from their quarterback and their guys. I'm just telling you, that's all you can do is put your team in the best position to win. You aren't going to win them all. Don't be spoiled. Ryan Day is an exceptional coach. I mean, top notch. Jim Knowles, we're blessed to have him on defense. I don't care what you say. You're going to get burnt sometimes. Own up to it. It's going to happen. I don't care how great your defense is. You're going to get burnt sometimes. Denzel Burke, proud of you, man. It's okay. Don't get burnt the next time. That's my lesson to you. Okay? Now you know how to play this kid, and you know how he runs and what's going to happen. Ohio State will be even better prepared and will probably come with some different packages. But other than that, I'll tell you what, have a great week. This is a great week for football and gives Ohio State a chance to lick their wounds. We lost two of our starters.
Yeah.
So and one for the year, which hurt because that hurt the running back thing. So hopefully that it's not as bad as we think, but I have a feeling it is. But, guys, take care. Thanks for tuning in to Offsides College Football's Top 25 Plus 5. We'll catch you next week. And hopefully we're not again saying I was wrong. Later, guys.